Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of ₹2 lakh to the next of kin of each deceased in the incident where an under-construction building collapsed in the Horamavu Agra area of eastern Bengaluru on Tuesday. A post on X from the Prime Minister's office read, "Anguished by the loss of lives due to the collapse of a building in Bengaluru. My thoughts are with all those who have lost their loved ones. I pray that the injured recover soon. An ex gratia of ₹2 lakh from PMNRF would be provided to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given ₹50,000. Meanwhile, one more body was recovered on Wednesday, bringing the total death toll to 6 from the site of the incident. According to the police, 5 bodies were recovered earlier, and 5 people sustained injuries in the incident. Satish Kumar, Additional Commissioner of Bengaluru, identified the deceased as Haman, 26, Kripal, 35, Mohar Sahil, 19, Satya Raju, 25, and Shankar. The injured individuals were identified as Jagdevi, 45, Rashid, 28, Nagraju, 25, Ramesh Kumar, 28, and Ayaz. The injured are receiving treatment at Bengaluru North Hospital, while one is at Hosmat Hospital, and 4 has been registered at Hennur Police Station against 3 named accused, Muniraja Reddy, Mohan Reddy, and Elu Malai, in connection with the collapse. They face charges under various sections of the BNS and the Real Estate Regulation and Development Act. Bhuvan Reddy, son of Muniraja Reddy, under whose name the building was being constructed, has also been arrested. The contractor, Muniyappa, responsible for constructing the 4 floors, has also been taken into custody, according to DCP East D. Devaraja. Regarding the incident, Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar expressed his sorrow and commitment to preventing such tragedies in the future. "It is a very sad incident. I am sorry for them. I have instructed that wherever in Bengaluru there is construction going on without any proper license, all those things will be stopped. We are coming out to bring guidelines that everyone, including those who have taken the license, should have their building well certified occupancy certificate, or else action will be taken," Shivakumar said.